We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The top of the hour, I'm Chris Lopresti.
I'm so happy Chris Lopresti is here.
It's been a while.
It's got to be a year. Minimum,
I would think so, yeah.
Right?
Very rare that Ack is not here.
Well, it's not a great loss.
You guys have fun with him. I'm here at the start of the show.
Rich is the best.
Where is he?
Well,
is
he having off day?
Off. He's not taking off day. I'm taking tomorrow off.
Yeah.
I know you are.
I think he's got quite a few of them coming up, so you guys are going to be stuck with me a few times.
I'm the keynote speaker at a couple things for gambling addiction.
Hold on a second. I just want to make something clear. Rich is not taking an off day. He's having a major medical procedure done. He's having neck surgery.
I didn't want to be the one to say that on the air.
Well,
so,
Big Mac just told me.
Okay, well.
I'm sure Rich wouldn't want that on the air.
Why would you broadcast
Yeah, why would you tell me that to say it on the air? Why would you do that, Big
I didn't
Mac?
Tell you to You're say rat. It on the air. I told you.
Why are you such a rat, bro? That's
unbelievable. Because I thought you were going to go down the line of killing him for taking an off day. So I was like, hey, don't kill him. He's not here for a reason. But instead, you decided to blurt that out and then blame me for it.
More importantly, where's my doctor? So Chris Lopresti is playing in the big Carton Roberts Tiki and Tierney softball game
for
team Tiki and Tierney.
That's right, yes.
That means less playing time for Big Mac if you join Tiki and Tierney. Sorry.
Over at Staten Island University Hospital. It's a great stadium, actually, where the Yankees, Staten Island Yankees used to play down. It's the Ferry Hawks over there. Have they committed to shortstop for you or no?
I told BT I will play anywhere he wants other than first base because I'm too short. No one wants to throw to a 5'7" guy.
You're a middle infielder. Yeah, I've seen you play. You're good.
He also played at Marist.
That's crap. He's had 3 back surgeries and neck surgery.
He's also getting older, man.
And I just talked to him 2 minutes ago. He's legitimately scared to get hurt in a softball
game. All right. Well, I told listen.
I'm sure you're the shortstop.
Once we start warming up and they get a look, they can put me wherever they're comfortable.
Darnay Scott's playing on your team.
Yeah.
Bam Bam Knight's playing on your team. A couple whether a New York Giants Tiki just told me I'm not at liberty to say yet.
Well, he's got more current Giants
active
coming?
Giants coming.
We're in trouble, bro.
We're not in trouble at all.
Dude, he's got active players. We have guys who played 20
softball.
Years ago.
It's not even slow pitch. It's modified.
That's right up my alley then. I hate slow pitch.
By the way, big announcement.
Because
I had a meeting with our coaching staff.
Yeah.
I'm starting for our team on the mound. Just want to let you know. Pitch limit of about 30-35. We'll see how the noodle feels.
I have no problem with that.
But for the most part, I'm going to start the game. I'm a lefty. Everyone off guard.
So I know Tiki and Tierney have gotten Darnay Scott, active NFL player.
I'll strike him out.
Bam Bam Knight, active NFL player.
Ground out,
and
comebacker.
Tiki just told me there's 2 more Giants that have committed right now. I'm not at liberty to say their names yet, so I'll respect that. Plus CeeLo, who's a college ball player, right? We have comedian Chris. We have Chris DeStefano. Who is by the way, a legit D3 college basketball player.
Okay.
Apparently very good. We've got Gerald McCoy, who just retired from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sure.
I think Josh Norman is in, cornerback, who's not yet officially retired. We've got former basketball star Mike Bibby. We've got...
Who's built like a brick house.
Oh, dude, it's weird.
I've not seen how jacked
he is. We've got Chris Mano, played for the Chiefs and the Panthers out of Long Island. We've got one of the stars of Blacklist.
Which one? Love Blacklist.
That's a
Not
tough
James
name.
Spader, obviously.
We always forget this guy. It's a tough name for
which
me
Which character
say.
On the show? You know that? No.
I mean, if you said it, I would know it.
Huh.
African-American actor. Like a big star, though, on Blacklist.
On Blacklist.
I've never seen the show. So, my kids love it.
Okay, I think
you know what I'm talking about.
He's like the FBI director.
I don't know.
All right.
I believe Chris Mullen is coming.
Chris Mullen?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So let's be honest. Those of us that work here that are, you know, the peons, we're not going to see the field.
No, because you're on Tiki and Timmy's.
Oh, this is all your roster.
I'm just drafted for our team. You got Big Mac. He's playing third base.
Yeah.
Who else do we have?
Well, do we still have Cody Decker? Because he's the ace.
We got Cody Decker.
Former minor league. He's going to hit bombs every time.
He had 10 at-bats in the pros. We got Tim Hardaway coming. He's only going to bat. He can't run anymore. So he'll take some swings for us.
By the way, are you taller than him?
We're about the same
height. About the same?
Yeah, maybe by a quarter.
I know he's seven seeing you guys on TV. He sits, you stand.
I stand.
Yeah.
That's right, power
Smart.
Move. I tell you, when I'm standing and I got little Isaiah Thomas to my left, I feel very important. Anyhow, good to see you.
Good to see you guys
I'm glad
as well.
You're doing well here. And
all good.
You know, we all learned a valuable lesson.
Oh, here we go.
If I may, nobody on this staff should ever go to Evan's house for barbecue.
That was my first and last day at Evan's house, needless to say.
Did you have a good time?
I did. I did. Our sons, not so much. They butted heads a little bit.
It was a fist fight.
Anyway, it's good to see CeeLo.
All right, fellas.
Did the morning show give you any grief for playing in the game for Tiki and Tierney?
No, because it wasn't originally supposed to be them, but.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it was originally going to be.
I would have played for them. Had
us
they...
versus Boomer and Gio. Yeah. And then Boomer had a, he had already committed to a charity golf event.
Yeah.
On that Saturday, June 17th, and I respect that. I mean,
no, I understand
someone
why.
Bid a lot of money to play with, so I get
I understand why Boomer can't play,
lying.
But the rest of the show can still play.
No. See, that's the key. Boomer and I and myself are the only ones that actually want to play. The other
Jerry Recco can't play?
I think Jerry's coming still.
He'd come hang out. I don't know if he's going crazy about playing in the game.
Jerry loves playing.
Call him up. I'm pretty sure Jerry committed to coming.
But is he going to play? That's the key.
Well, and that's on him if he wants to. Obviously, we got a uniform for him. I know Al Dukes is not coming 100%. Greg is not coming 100%. Boomer's got this other golf outing he couldn't get out of, and I get it. Someone bid a lot of money to play golf with him for charity. All good in the hood. So it's us versus Tiki and Tierney, and Tierney's not, you know, bringing anyone in. I thought he'd have Coach Pitino at least show up. That isn't happening yet. As the color voice, the analyst for St. John's basketball.
He could get John Minko to show
probably
up.
Probably couldn't get John Minko. So Tiki's getting everybody on their team.
All right.
But he's already got four current NFL players. So go to ferryhawks.com, get your tickets.
It's going to happen. When I get Bam Knight to hit a comebacker to me, I'm not throwing a first base. I'm going to race him to first base and tag him out.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, see how that works
That's
out.
That's going to be fun.
And by the way, if you represent a youth group, all right, a church, a YMCA, a temple, a camp, a program, if you represent kids, well, I'm sure someone will get mad at me for this. I don't really care. If you reach out to us, if you can DM anyone here on the show, we are going to set up a certain amount of tickets for free for kids. So if you represent a youth group, a camp, again, a YMCA, the PAL, church, temple, you name it, and you want to bring a bunch of kids to the game Saturday, June 17th, the kids and their chaperones are all welcome to come for free to the game. The tickets are only $10 anyway if you buy tickets. But if you do represent a youth group or any other charity organization and you want to bring a bunch of young people to the game, we've set it up so that we have a couple sections put aside where you could come in for free. We just got to find out how many people we're talking about. And it's first come, first serve. So please either DM me or Evan or Big Mac or Tommy, and we'll get in touch with you right away. Or make it even easier, email. You can just email me. Craig.Carton@Audacy.com. AUDACY. Craig.Carton@Audacy.com. And we'll bring your youth group in and let you watch the game for free and have a good night June 17th. Sound good, Evan?
Sounds amazing.
All right, good seeing you, Chris.
Good to see you guys, too. Looking forward to it.
All right, you two. I see what's going on right here. An uncalled-for biased attack against the New York Knicks. And the New York Knicks fan, okay? I also forgot today's the first day of the month, so we get the new promo on the first game of the month.
And it's the first game of the NBA Finals featuring a team that the Knicks were going to beat in five.
I got to eat that. Welcome to the show. It's Carton Roberts on the Fan. We start today off with a letter handwritten to myself and Evan.
Oh, boy.
Hey, can you, before you go to the bathroom, can you give me letter reading music, please? I don't know where he's running off to, but I apologize if you, I know you got to go to the bathroom. If I can have some letter reading music. To Evan Robertson, Craig Carton, a.k.a. Uglier and Ugly and Uglier.
So who's ugly and who's uglier? Since my name went first, I'm ugly.
I guess you're ugly.
And I think you're uglier.
I think so, yeah.
So congrats on that.
You two have got to be the biggest morons ever talking live on your radio station about how the Tampa Bay Rays are cheaters. Really? What a bunch of effing sore losing babies you are. Y'all can't stand the fact that a team that has the payroll a third of what your bleep ass Yankees have are killing it. So sad to me and a lot of people that you morons can't fathom the idea that they're just a great team. The Rays, obviously. You all look and sounded so stupid making accusations that the Rays are cheating. You can't stand the fact that the Rays came from behind a 6-0 lead and beat your beloved Yankees. Why don't you a-holes keep your moronic comments to yourself and not blast them on social media like a bunch of sore-losing crybabies? You look stupid. You're lucky I don't live up there because I'd personally pay you a visit and tell you how I really feel to your ugly, fat New York faces. From a very devoted Tampa Bay Rays fan, P.S. This station sucks. Your people suck. New Yorkers suck. Yankees suck. Evan, ugly, red-headed stepchild Roberts sucks. Craig, ugly, bald-headed freak Carton sucks. Keep your big, fat, effing mouth shut, mother effers.
Wow.
And that's how my day began.
That's a letter, man. I'm just impressed that he didn't make any, you know, jokes about someone named Butch. I'm pleased about that.
I mean,
or Bubba, I think is the phrase you use.
Yeah, again. I'm tired of those for sure.
And he didn't go there, so I appreciate that.
I mean, that is a commitment to Tampa Bay baseball that I honest to God did not think
now,
existed.
Now, listen, I'm just a simple man, okay? Since that discussion that we had, the Tampa Bay Rays have played 23 baseball games. They're 12-11.
There you go, 500.
Just saying. That's it. Just giving you some numbers.
12-11 since Evan accused them of being cheaters.
No,
huh?
No. I just questioned a lot of
now,
stuff.
Now, Evan, a lot of times on this show, things are said and one of us criticizes the other one's take on it. Mm-hmm. We do it with great vitriol sometimes. We do it in a manner that does not allow the other person to even explain where they're coming from. And we do it in a manner in which I can't possibly wrong because I feel so confident in my opinion on this that I'm just going to yell and scream at you until I force you into submission. And that's just the way it goes sometimes. So
sometimes, yeah.
I want to take you back 24 hours, if I may.
Sure.
Yesterday on the show, I had an idea.
Yes.
And you poo-pooed my idea. You shot my idea down. You came up with some ridiculous math to back your stance up.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with math.
Yeah.
You had an idea.
Yeah,
and I said to you, there are times when I would agree with that idea.
Yeah, I had an idea. I got my idea poo-pooed like I'm Thomas Edison with the light bulb. Right. And everyone goes, who needs light at night? I go to bed.
Right.
So yesterday I had this idea that whenever Aaron Judge is up, you should walk him.
Yes.
Whenever Otani's up, you should walk him.
Yes, you did say that.
And last night, as luck would have it, scoreless game, two outs, top of the ninth inning.
And by the way, before you get into this, top of the ninth inning, scoreless game, two outs and nobody on, Aaron Judge is up.
That's right.
What were you doing in that moment?
Sleeping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now continue.
Yeah. But I woke up to it. Yeah, I can tell you that.
You woke up to me tweeting about it.
I woke up to a lot of people tweeting about it. So last night, Seattle Mariners, obviously fans of our show, realized two men out, nobody on base, in a tie game, albeit scoreless, but a tie game.
Rep.
They put the winning run, in theory, on first base.
Correct.
By intentionally walking Aaron Judge.
Correct.
Bang, they get out of the inning, they win an extra innings, 1-0 over the Yanks.
Proves me correct, thank you very much.
No, does not prove you correct.
I'll tell you why.
So once again, my genius.
Hold on.
Coming up with an idea pays dividends for the Mariners. So, now, hang on one second. Yes. You got all day.
Because I got math.
All right.
I got good math.
Now, let's go to California.
Yeah.
Where the Angels play. Shohei Ohtani, they decide not to intentionally walk him every at-bat. And what did he do last night, Ev?
I had a couple of home runs
How many home runs?
Two of them?
Yeah. So my point yesterday, if there's ever a day for me to ask a question, make a suggestion, and have something happen in not one but two games, yesterday was the perfect day for me.
So my retort to you is there are certain situations in which it makes sense, right? With two outs and nobody on of a tie game in the ninth inning, it makes sense. And you want to know why? Math. Here's the math. Aaron Judge hits a home run 9% of the time, right? We went over that yesterday. 9% of the time. See my fingers?
Yeah.
Nine. How often does a runner score when there's two outs and a runner on first base?
I have no idea.
I got the answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
6% of the time. So you basically said to yourself, I'll take the 6% chance the run scores in facing Willie Calhoun versus the 9% chance Aaron Judge hits a home run. And that, my friend, is math.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
877-337-6666. It's just so funny that we happened to be talking about it yesterday and the exact situation presented itself where Aaron Judge is up, a swing of the bat in theory could win them the game, and Seattle says, we're not letting you beat us on a ninth inning home run, take first base. And it looked like, obviously I went back and watched the highlights of it, that there was some conversation about it.
Well, yeah, it was like
it wasn't like a unanimous... I just walked. It was like some talk.
I think it took us all by surprise because we mentioned this yesterday. Aaron Judge has been intentionally walked three times all season long.
Yeah.
And with two outs and nobody on and Paul Sewald on the mound, it was just like, all right, he'll be careful with him. He's not going to give him a cookie, but they're going to face him because we haven't seen managers do this. And I guess Scott Servais listens to the show. Big fan of some of your opinions. Said, you know what? I'll take the 6% chance Willie Calhoun drives him in. Let me put Aaron Judge on base. And for the Seattle Mariners, it worked.
Yeah, it worked. 1-0. And for an offense that has been killing it, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, please tell me no one's complaining about Aaron Boone last night, that we're just going to eat the loss because every once in a while you don't score 10 runs in a game and you lose a game on the road.
I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning arguing with people because I'm a moron.
Well, the only thing I question was Anthony Rizzo because before the game, Aaron Boone said he's available and he's not starting. So when Kyle Higashioka's spot comes up with bases loaded, two outs in the 10th, and you use Franchi Cordero instead of Anthony Rizzo, it's only natural to say, what's up with that? I thought he was available.
Because Cordero didn't deliver.
No. It doesn't matter if he delivered. Anthony Rizzo is a better option than Franchi Cordero.
If Cordero hits a grand slam or laces a double to right center, you ain't saying nothing.
No. Listen, some people will choose not to criticize things even when your team wins. Like, I think it's okay even when your team wins or loses. Right. You can criticize the move. I think it was more, and this is what we have to accept here. Aaron Boone lied to us, and that's okay. Like, what Aaron Boone decided to do was he wasn't going to telegraph the fact that Anthony Rizzo wasn't available last night. So instead of telling us he's not available, he let the Mariners and us as baseball fans think he was.
Well, I think that's gamesmanship with the Mariners,
That's why I agree there's really nothing to kill here.
Right.
They didn't think he was healthy enough to pinch hit last night because obviously...
Yeah.
Aaron Boone is going to send up Anthony Rizzo with the bases loaded
to
over Franchi Cordero.
To me, that's gamesmanship. They wanted the Mariners to think he's an available bat off the bench. Maybe it changes what they do when it comes to relief pitching, I suppose. But look, you know, the Yankees' offense has been in a zone, man. They've been killing it lately. And now all of a sudden you're going to say, oh, you lose a game 1-0. Let's yell and scream at the manager. It's just so stupid to me.
Sometimes you get frustrated. You just want to yell at people.
Yeah. Yep. Now, by the way.
They got robbed five times defensively. J.P. Crawford looked great. There was a great catch in the outfield. The Mariners played a great glove game. It happens.
Listen, you're also going to notice something throughout this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And it just reared its head. It's frankly so obnoxiously obvious.
I did nothing.
Evan was having a good old time. We're talking about something. He got distracted because Mark Canna just hit a two-run home run to give the New York Mets a 3-2 lead over the Phillies.
Six RBIs in the last two games.
And Evan went from a serious conversation about whether or not Rizzo should bat to... Well, I thought that was an easy move.
I was excited.
What are you doing? Yeah. They played well in the defense. Did you see the home run?
You just got all sing-songy over there like it ain't that big a deal.
Listen, man, I only have two words for you. And if there's anybody in this town that can understand it, it's Craig Carton. Foo Philly.
Foo Philly is right. I'll take the sweep out of the New York Mets. Let's rock.
Hold on. I haven't swept anything yet.
Three games over 500. It'll be
nice.
Deep breath.
Deep breath.
It'll be nice. Nice.
But you know what? When you score 10 runs in three straight games, there's a chance that you're going to have a game in which you don't hit. And they did hit into a lot of bad luck last night. But obviously that opportunity in the 10th inning was the big one. And
they faced a great pitcher. Kirby is a young, talented kid.
Yeah, he's very good.
That was very impressive.
The IG loss last night means nothing to me. It would be nice to steal a run and win the game.
Well, it would be nice for
sure. I don't take two out of three.
It would be nice for Anthony Volpe with bases loaded one out to just, you know, hit the ball to the outfield. And then you're up 1-0 and maybe you win. Instead, he hits a little tapper to third base.
877-337-6666. We got the baseball for you. Obviously, we'll do more Mets after the game, but if things happen throughout the game, we'll certainly address them with you. Yankees up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Trying to salvage the series tonight.
No, they don't play tonight.
I apologize.
They
I
won
apologize.
The series, and
they
move
won
on.
The series, and who
they go
next?
To L.A. to face the Dodgers.
And Stanton is back.
And you know what?
And Canely is back. And one other guy, too.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson.
Donaldson is back.
What
they flew to L.A. yesterday.
What I'm so excited about, and tell me if Yankee fans, you remember this, okay? Yeah. So the Yankees are playing the Dodgers, which is a rarity. It just started this year that you play everybody every year. That's a new thing. The last time the Yankees went to L.A., I was disgusted. Wow. Do you remember what happened? Okay. Here they are, the New York bleeping Yankees at Dodgers Stadium. The history, the tradition. You think back to the old World Series. You think back to Brooklyn. And they put the Yankees and the Dodgers in these ridiculous uniforms. I did not recognize them. I was disgusted by them.
Okay.
And I am assuming that this weekend we're going to see the traditional Dodger home whites, the Yankee road grays, and we're not going to be punished by the most disgusting allotment of jerseys in the history of baseball. And if you haven't seen them, Craig, because you were busy at this time, look it up.
I will.
It's the ugliest jerseys in the history of baseball. And what I'm excited about is we're going to get to see Yankees-Dodgers, and it's going to look like Yankees-Dodgers.
All right, well, we're looking forward to that. We've got NBA Finals Game 1 starts tonight. My gut is that nobody in New York cares. as it's the Miami Heat against the Denver Nuggets. Sadly, I think only a few people even care about the Stanley Cup Finals, which starts on Saturday. So we got that going on tonight. And there was one other thing I wanted to bring up before we take a quick break.
Oh.
What
you,
the heck?
You should bring it up. I give you credit for it.
Yes, what did I do?
So the other day, let me walk you through your brilliance. Yeah. He doesn't even know. That's what's the best part about this. All of a sudden, Craig randomly tells us on Tuesday, I've had this kick for Broadway music.
Yeah.
And he starts naming the Broadway songs he was listening to.
Yeah, Defying Gravity, Wicked, My Own,
Stop Right
Miserables.
There. Wicked, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Wicked. All of a sudden, last night, in New York City, clearly because they're inspired by Craig Carden's music list, guess who went to see Wicked?
Guess who went to see Wicked?
All the quarterbacks on the Jets not named Zach Wilson. Chris Streveler.
Oh, is that right?
Tim Boyle. CJ Uzama. Let's bring a tight end. Yeah. And then, of course, the man himself.
Aaron Rodgers went to see Wicked last night. Is that right?
Yes.
Why didn't Zach Wilson go?
I don't know. That's the first thing that jumped out at me when I saw the picture.
Wicked's one of the great Broadway shows of all time.
Aaron Rodgers brought three teammates.
Go ahead.
CJ Uzama, cool.
Yep.
And then two guys from the quarterback room, the newly acquired Timmy Boyle.
Yeah, he was his third string backup in Green Bay.
Chris Streveler,
who's a special teamer who also plays a little quarterback.
And that's it. No Zach Wilson.
That's all. I mean, you talk about enjoying New York. I mean, this guy, Taylor Swift on Saturday, Wicked on Wednesday. You got Garrett Wilson at Citi Field throwing out the first pitch to his old Pop Warner teammate and Brett Beatty. You got Rangers games. You got Knick games. And he can't practice because he's got a bad calf. I love it. I love it. I love it. A little culture from my main man, Aaron Rodgers. I was also told that Robert Saleh was made aware of my comments about our pending golf game yesterday and how much I adore that Gotham Football Club sweatshirt, which I asked Tommy to get me one from Fanatics, and I assume he has not yet made that request because that's the way things usually go. I've got to ask twice. Am I correct about that, Tommy, or no?
So, yes, you're correct.
Yeah. Okay, exactly right. You do not need to ask Fanatics for that sweatshirt. Thank you. Because someone else is sending it to
Who's
me.
That? The coach? Boy, he's kissing that ass,
I've already told you what a great coach Robert Saleh is.
It is. You know, he didn't really screw up with timeouts last year. It was the timeouts that screwed up, Robert Saleh.
You can't blame Robert Saleh for losing those games to the Patriots. I would have punted down the middle of the field, too.
I would have kept Zach Wilson in, too.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we'll get all your calls. We got lots to do. From Aaron Rodgers going to Broadway, you got the Yankees losing last night off to L.A., you got the Mets trying to hang on against the Phillies this afternoon, we got the NBA Finals Game 1 tonight, and lots more. It is Carton and Roberts on the Fan, live from the Town Fair Tire Studios.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Walk Judge, beat the Yankees. That's going to be the new way to do it. Telling you, every other team in the league is now going to watch what the Mariners did last night. And that's going to be, it's going to be very frustrating for us as Yankee fans because it's going to rob us of our Superman.
So keep this in mind. Yep. Keep this in mind.
All right.
Last night, the guy protecting Giancarlo Stanton was Willie Calhoun. And as well as Willie has played, it's Willie Calhoun.
Yep.
You may have heard, guess who's back?
Josh Donaldson's back.
That's not who I meant. Guess who's back?
Tommy Canley's back.
That's not who I meant.
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Giancarlo.
To go along with what you would assume is a returning Anthony Rizzo, because he should be back on Friday.
Should be.
Unless Boone's lying to us again. And so all of a sudden, when you walk Judge and you're staring at Rizzo, Giancarlo coming up next, you got to think twice about that.
I walk Judge every at bat. I don't blink. I don't hesitate. I would spend a good month. And I would send the Eater guy to all other teams, walk Aaron Judge every at-bat, see what happens. Because I don't trust Giancarlo Stanton. I have no faith or belief in him right now. Anthony Rizzo, I have much more faith in, of course. I'd like to see him back in the lineup. But I am convinced, it's like the old line, Evan. Mm-hmm. If you cut off the snake's head, you kill the snake.
Right.
If you cut the snake by the tail, you might not kill the snake. So if you the head of the snake for the New York Yankees, obviously, is Aaron Judge.
You got to get him out, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if I effectively take Aaron Judge's bat out of the lineup,
right.
I recognize I'm putting a man on base, and that puts me in a more defensive position. I get that. But I truly believe, and you and I have talked about it, if Aaron Judge isn't in their lineup, the New York Yankees at best are a 500 team, probably not even 500.
Right.
They're not a good team.
Right.
Thus far, with all the injuries and all the other crap, right?
Right.
Aaron Judge is a difference maker.
Right.
So if I effectively take his bat out of the lineup, I think I have a better chance to win.
There are situations, and last night was a perfect example of it, where I agree with you. I do agree. But then there's
top
a lot
of the ninth,
of
two outs, nobody on.
Two outs, nobody on. Two outs, nobody
two
on.
Two outs, nobody on.
Two
Welcome.
Outs, nobody on.
Right.
Because the odds of that team scoring when a guy's on first only jumps to 6% as compared to Aaron Judge hitting a home run is at 9%. It's a numbers game, Craig. You know numbers, man.
Numbers are not accurate.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
What do you mean they're not?
The numbers do not. First off, the service size of the numbers, you haven't told me that.
It's all of Major League Baseball.
All
when
of Major League Baseball.
When there is a runner on first and two outs, the percentage of times that guy scores is 6.4%.
Over how many games?
Over every game that's been played this season.
Okay.
Every game.
I got to ask.
So that's the sample
size. I don't know, it just wasn't last week.
No, it's not like I'm giving you the whole season.
Yeah, what was it last year?
Probably the same. Usually these numbers turn out to be very similar.
I mean, they should be.
Yes.
Statistically.
So Aaron Judge right now is hitting home runs at a pace in which he's homering 9% of the time, which is a very high number, by the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in that specific situation, it makes sense. But I'll give you another situation.
All
Craig,
right.
Walk me through this one.
All right.
So the Yankees are playing the Dodgers this weekend.
Right.
First and second.
By the
nobody
way,
can
I just ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Does that excite people anymore?
Yes.
Yankees-Dodgers?
It does.
Is that a big deal this weekend if you're a diehard Yankee
because
fan?
Because of the jerseys, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Because the history of the jerseys and the World Series in the late 70s.
And the way they bastardized it 4 years ago, I am so pumped up, yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing them play in L.A.,
This
definitely.
Is the first time they played the Dodgers in L.A. in 4 years, is that right?
Since that year, which I think was 2019.
Yeah.
Because 2020, it was all a mess.
Right.
It was 2019.
I didn't know that.
They went there for a weekend, and they put them in the circus uniforms.
Yeah,
that if you looked up, here's what pisses me off about you, even though you haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
If you looked up these jerseys,
You
know what you would do? I know what he would do.
Yeah, but it's 4 years ago.
They're badass, Evan.
They weren't
that bad.
Hold on.
No,
I gotta look them up.
They weren't that bad.
Wash that out of your mouth.
They weren't that bad.
Were they,
I didn't like them.
Old school, like the old school cotton jerseys?
Like the Yankees were completely black, I think.
And the Dodgers were completely white. Yeah. You couldn't even see who was playing.
I thought the Yankee uniforms weren't that bad. I agree with you. I didn't like Yankees, Dodgers,
I'm looking
in those
at it right
uniforms.
Here. I'm looking at it. Hold on,
and you couldn't read the lettering. The lettering on you couldn't read the numbers
Big
of the
Mac,
names.
You didn't know who was playing.
Yeah, it was bad. That part was bad.
Let me start with this. This Yankee jersey?
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Phenomenal.
I don't like to mess with the Yankee jersey at all, but if you're going to, it's not terrible.
You're the New York bleeping
Yankees.
I
don't like messing with the Yankee jersey. I agree.
Yeah, let me look at the Dodger uniform here 1 second.
It was all right.
All right. Let me look at this one. Baseball uniforms that players got. Okay. Oh, look at that.
What?
Look at that.
They're disgusting.
Now, I will say this. The Dodgers one is less cool because the lettering of the Dodgers is white and the uniform is white.
Yes, you couldn't see who was.
But I also noticed that that must have been the weekend where they did the nickname
Correct.
Jerseys too, right?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at the back of Aaron Boone's jersey. It says Booney.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. What did Aaron Judge have on the back of his?
All Rise.
All Rise. That's a dope jersey, Evan.
It wasn't.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to wear that jersey around the house?
I do think there are some baseball fans excited about Yankees-Dodgers. But
it a lot.
I don't know if it's the majority to answer your question.
Let me ask you a question. Who wore the jersey that said Sir MJG on it?
D.D. Gregorius, right?
I don't know.
Because he was Sir D.D.
Oh, is that why they did it?
Sir D.D.
Sir
Who's,
MJG.
MJG?
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah. Says number 18.
It's not D.D. I was right.
There you go.
D.D. wore number 18.
All right. There you go. I like these.
They were terrible.
Yeah, these are
I'm literally only excited for Yankees Dodgers so I can see them play in their traditional uniforms. And you call me a geek. I don't care. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. All right. So the point you were making is what? About Judge?
I forgot. I don't remember the point.
All right. Here's Mike in Huntington. Mike, what's going on there, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Carton?
What's up?
I just wanted to say that you were right about walking Judge.
Right.
because back in 2016, the Cubs walked Bryce Harper 13 times in a weekend.
Is that
and
right?
Then he went on a slump the rest of like the month.
I, you know what I love about you, Mike? You're a true historian, and I love and I respect that about you.
I was surprised Evan didn't bring it up. That's what I'm.
Yeah,
kind
me
of
too.
Upset
you would thought Evan, as a historian himself, would have brought up that little factoid, but he didn't. But I would say this: last night, for me, a guy that was not hired for sports knowledge, apparently, right. Unbeknownst to me, because I thought I was, pre-predicted a situation. In two games, that couldn't have gotten any better for me.
What about every other time Aaron came up where they didn't walk him?
Yeah.
Because they didn't walk him every time up. They picked a situation.
Well, you're not going to walk the winning run onto first base in the fourth inning.
No. But there are certain situations where it doesn't make sense. In the ninth inning with two outs and nobody on and a tie game and Willie Calhoun on deck, I raise my hand. I agree. That's one of those situations where it makes sense. And it makes sense because the numbers agree with it.
Yeah.
You just want to blindly walk him every time he's up.
For the next month, every time Aaron Judge gets up, I walk him. I don't care what team I am, I walk him every time.
So bases loaded, two outs. You're walking him.
Let me ask you a question.
Up a run, you're walking him.
I walk him every time he's up. I walk him.
I'm just making sure.
I want to be very clear about it. How quickly would Rob Manfred send out an edict to all Major League Baseball teams? Cut the crap.
Nah, I can't do that.
You don't think he would?
Well, if he does, it's embarrassing.
Why?
You can't
because
do that.
It's like a what's the word?
Barry Bonds was walked all the time.
Yeah, I know.
If someone is that good, where your strategy is simply, hey, we can't face him. Then you don't face him. And we talked about this yesterday. It's the one difference from the other sports. As good as Nikola Jokic is, and you'll see it in this best of seven,
yeah.
You can try things. You can double him. You could try a lot of defensive schemes to slow him down. But you can't 100% take the basketball out of his hands.
No.
You can try and it may work, but you can't do it 100%. In baseball, you can. Like, if you stayed up late last night, you're not a Yankee fan or a Mariner fan. You're a baseball fan, right? Which I am, right?
Yeah.
I'm watching this game.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to see Aaron Judge hit.
Of course, he's one of the best players, if not the best player in the sport.
But Scott Servais made the smart decision, which was, I got to win the game, not please the random people
watching. I want to be clear. For Seattle to work, it won the game. They win 1-0 in extra innings. So the decision, you obviously pay dividends. I'm just saying, if you started walking one of the most marketable guys in the league, there's a chance that Rob Manfred might have something to say about it.
Well, why didn't they say anything with Barry Bonds chasing a home run record?
I don't think Rob Manfred was the commissioner.
No, he wasn't, but Bud Selig was.
Right.
Why didn't they say anything then? He was actually chasing a record. And you know why it wouldn't frustrate Judge, the way our last caller alluded to with Bryce? Last year, as he was chasing 62.
Right.
He showed incredible patience. Like, he laid off close pitches time in and time out.
Yes.
Not because he's looking for a walk, not because he's Daniel Vogelback and he's afraid to swing, but because he's so selective. But he wasn't changing that approach just because he was trying to hit home runs. And that's pretty impressive.
Well, that's also why he's one of the great hitters in the sport right now.
Right, he didn't compromise what he does
chase.
So well because he wanted to tack on a few extra home runs.
Yeah, 877-337-6666. Meanwhile, Frankie's in Queens in a second. And typical of the whining crybabies in Philadelphia, they had a problem with last night's Phillies-Mets game. We'll get into that in just a little bit. We got some NBA coming your way. I think Al Leiter's coming by. What time is he in? Tommy, 4:30, you said?
It was supposed to be a little before 5. I texted him to confirmation. I have not heard back yet, just to be fair. So we discussed it, which I said that it would possibly be.
You said 4:30 to 5, right?
Yes. So I said I was going to follow.
Al Leiter's on between 4:30 and 5 today.
Can you show some respect to him?
So looking forward to that.
You called
him Hall of Famer.
Future Mets Hall of Famer on Saturday afternoon, Al Leiter.
I don't call him that ever.
Why?
I just call him Big Al because we're buddies.
So you're not buddies with all those people you call Hall of Famers on TV?
Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer.
Right.
NBA Hall of Famer.
Al Leiter is my buddy.
Yeah.
And now here's my buddy Al Leiter, who, by the way, is being inducted into the Met Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You could argue he doesn't belong in it, but that'd be
nobody
rude.
Nobody would argue that.
Neither would I. Because I believe that Al Leiter's in Met Hall of Fame.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees aren't doing anything.
Well, because he's not a Yankee Hall of Famer.
I mean, the Marlins haven't put him in the Hall of Fame. But the Mets are. And Al's going to join us. Tommy booked him at 4:30.
The very first time I was on MLB Network 3 times in my life, or 2 times, I forget
the number. This is where you got in a big fight with the Red Sox.
Prior to that,
yep.
I did the show with Brian Kenny, and they said at the end, we'll give you a minute to talk about whatever you want.
Oh, I like that. So, like, give everyone on the panel, you get 60 seconds, soapbox it up.
So they asked me to soapbox it up, and obviously I knew, oh, geez, I want to attack the commissioner. That's probably not going to go well. They'll never
let me
out of
the game.
That eventually happened. So in my first ever appearance, you know what I used my soapbox for? I used it to make the case that Al Leiter is a Met Hall of Famer.
Look at you.
So I like to think that my little diatribe 4 years ago maybe had a little tiny impact
on
the decision that the Mets finally made to put Al Leiter in the Mets Hall of Fame.
Do you think Al Leiter is aware that you were doing his bidding for him?
No chance.
Well, he's going to find out today. Al Leiter joins us later today to talk about getting into the New York Met Hall of Fame. And I want to say this. I appreciate it. I'm sure Harry does too. Evan does. All the reaction to that interview we did yesterday with Howie Rose. I guess when Howie told the story about meeting the gal that grew up listening to him and all that, like he did Lindsay Nelson and Bob Murphy, apparently resonated with a lot of people.
Right.
Like sometimes you take for granted the role you play as a broadcaster in regular, average everyday blue-collar people's lives.
Right.
Like they count on you. Like, there are people listening right now saying, make me laugh, funny boy. Say something irreverent, funny boy. There are people saying, Evan Roberts, give Craig the business. Give him a sports fact he doesn't know. Redhead. Hey, Big Mac, show us those big mama Lucas of yours. Hey, Tommy.
I know he's out there.
Talk about your butlers and your wealthy wife and how much you hate Carmelo Anthony. And Patrick Ewing.
I love Carmelo Anthony.
Oh yeah, who's the guy in the Knicks you hate?
No. All I said.
Oh, Bernard King.
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about Bernard. I didn't see him play.
You said that Carmelo Anthony should be in the Hall of Fame over whom?
I said the 1990s Knicks is the most overrated period in the history of sports. We put them on a pedestal. We put Patrick on a pedestal. He never won. Carmelo didn't win either. But we villainized Carmelo and we put Patrick on a pedestal. That's all. That's all
how
I said.
Old were you?
We did not hire you for your sports knowledge.
You didn't hire me. Period, Mark.
How old were you in 1994?
94, so I'm 37. So what was that, eight?
Eight.
I saw most of Patrick's career. I didn't see any of Bernard, and I saw all of Carmelo.
You did not see most of Patrick Ewing's career? No, you didn't.
I'm 37 years old. Evan, back me up here.
No, he can't back you up.
There is something you said, because you said a lot of stuff I actually agree with. But then there's something you said that bothers me to my core.
Crazy,
and that is the disrespect that Patrick Ewing has faced in this town. And you just whipped it out. You know what Patrick Ewing faced? I want every athlete in this town to hear this because they have not faced it. Not Javi Baez, not Lindor, not Daniel Vogelbach, not Aaron Hicks.
What's that?
Patrick Ewing, the star of the Knicks, watched his poster get torn up by thousands of fans at Madison Square Garden and thrown on the court.
All right.
That's what he faced as this unquestioned star of a franchise in New York City.
Yeah.
I can't say this enough, and I say this as someone that doesn't like the Knicks. There is no more disrespected athlete in New York that suffered more ridiculous injustice from fans who didn't appreciate what they had more than the great Patrick Ewing.
877-337-6666. I guess we'll talk about him in a little bit as well. Plus, the Yankees from last night getting ready for the Dodgers this weekend. Mets and Phillies in the sixth, I think, right now. And it looks like we go to the bottom of the sixth, and the New York Mets are leading 3-2. So a one-run lead for the Mets. And we'll monitor that for you throughout the afternoon. We'll do some Mets talk after that game. You know the numbers. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.